We're 15 minutes out of Halls Creek down the Tanami. So, yeah, Tanami's a big dirt highway that runs from Alice Springs through to WA to Halls Creek.
So it's still pretty remote.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I'm actually currently on the outstation of Ruby, which is Sturt Creek, which is another really 2 hours out of Halls Creek. So, yeah, even more from Ruby now. So.
When you first landed there, several years ago now, what was your first impression? And what time of the year did you fly up?
So I flew up 28th of February, and the heat really knocked the wind out of me. It was so hot, but it only took about 4 weeks for me to really acclimatize and want to work. The scenery and the country, everything is absolutely incredible. I'm hooked now. It's so different. It's a completely different world, but I love it. And the farming, everything, running cattle, so different. But yeah, it's amazing.
So what sort of things would you do on a daily basis to be running a property of that size?
So it's just a ringer. We're just a horseback mustering. We're predominantly horses. So we're really on horses all day during mustering, and then in the yards once all the cattle are in the yards. And it's really just a cycle of that. We muster, we're in the yards, and then we walk cattle away out of the yards, and you just keep on going until the season ends. So we've got first round and second round, and in the middle of those two we have rodeos. We've got about six up in the Kimberley circuit, maybe seven now. So that's great fun. Yeah.
Because you're quite a skilled horsewoman. You must really look forward to the dry season when you can get to these events.
Yeah, definitely. I love camp drafting. That's what I mostly do. Yeah, so you ride your horses flat out during first round, flat out training them and during the musters and really trying to get as much training in as you can. And then after all that hard work, you finally get to go and put their skills to use in the camp draft arena and try and win some money, which is cool.
How successful have you been?
All right. I'm pretty happy with what I've done so far with my little horses.
What happened last year with COVID?
The main ones got canned, but we had a Bulls, Bronx and Barrels at Derby, which was cool. So that was the first one. They kind of just made that for us. And then when everything cleared up even more, we actually had two full-blown rodeos at Broome. So that was fantastic. We didn't really miss out. Sort of just had half a season. So yeah.
The social aspect of camp drafting and the rodeo circuit is almost as important as competing, isn't it, when you live in such an isolated part of the country?
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, you don't see anyone really at all. We might get away if you're lucky enough to have 2 days off for a weekend. You might get away to the next door neighbours and have a party. But yeah, that sort of 8 to maybe 10 weeks of rodeos, what we have is, yeah, it's all catching up, and that's where you meet everyone. And by the end of those rodeos, you've got some fantastic friends, and yeah, that is your social life. And then if you come up for another year, then yeah, you can go all those different stations and catch up with everyone. But yeah, that first half of the year is pretty quiet because, yeah, you just don't know anyone and you can't get out. So yeah, rodeos is where it all happens.
What new skills have you acquired since you've had those couple of years up in the top end?
The biggest one for me would be cattle handling. I grew up on an Angus stud, and as soon as I stepped foot into one of those yards up there, I may as well not known absolutely anything. Yeah, it was crazy. So that's given me a real awareness of how to work cattle. And another big one would be probably to shoe a horse. It's a very valuable lesson I've learnt for me, so it's going to save me a lot of money. Being able to be involved in the Fitzroy Crossing bull sale, and through working with the guys doing that every year, I actually won a scholarship to Queensland, a bull scholarship. That involved going around to around six different Brahman, Droughtmaster, Charbray studs, which was absolutely fantastic. I've learnt so much. During that scholarship, we also went to the huge big JBS Meatworks, where we learnt everything about meat grading to the prices that each carcass would bring. That was absolutely incredible, yeah.
And I guess it gives you a better insight into why you do what you do on the property as well, with the management of cattle.
Oh, yeah. great understanding of the work that goes into it all, definitely, and why they pick certain bulls for that climate. So a lot of WA's bulls actually, genetics all come from Queensland. We don't have all that many studs at all in WA. So it's really interesting seeing at these studs, they'd actually have their WA bulls that will be sent over to the WA sales, and their Queensland bulls bred for different climates. It was incredible, yeah, learning all about that and seeing bulls that my boss would buy and why and all that sort of stuff, yeah. You have to learn to really think for yourself up there. They don't baby you around, so you really learn how to look after yourself and think for yourself.
What about how to cook? I hear you had to take over as station cook last year.
Yeah, so we're actually it's quite good. So when we go out on camp, we're in swags and we just have a little camp caravan, which we do our cooking, and we all take turns a night to cook for everybody. So it wasn't too much of a shock when I had to step up last year and cook for our little crew at Sturt Creek. It wasn't too bad, but yeah... It's good, but I think I'd rather be in the camp for me being a bit younger. But yeah, it was all right, and that was a big learning curve actually for me as well. So I don't regret it, but yeah, I learnt a lot having to cook for everyone. And
well, because you have to do, you know, you have your smoko, and then you have your lunch, and then you have your afternoon tea, and then your dinner. So that's a lot of food to prepare.
Oh my word, it is. Yeah, definitely. I don't think cooks don't get enough credit for what they deserve. It's actually quite a big job. It doesn't feel like it when you're just coming in and eating and leaving again. But no, it's quite a big job. All that washing up piles up pretty quickly.
What do you think you'll do when you finish up there?
I don't actually have too much of an idea, but I'd like to get into horse physiotherapy, I think. It's always been a really big interest of mine, and it's definitely a very strong passion of mine, but I'm not too sure. I've got so many ideas, but that's really the main one, I think, which means I'd have to go overseas, but yeah, I'm pretty keen to try that, yeah.
Would you recommend the experience to other Tasmanians?
Oh, 100%. Oh, it's an incredible experience. You learn so much in even just a year, so many life skills, just jam-packed into a year. You really can't go wrong. As long as you suit the place, that's a big one. Do your research. But, yeah, I can't recommend it enough.
Emily Hurst from Westbury in northern Tasmania, a seasoned ringer now on Ruby Plains Station, which is owned by S. Kidman & Co. up in the WA Kimberley area. Long, long way from Tassie, but she obviously loves it. She was chatting there to Larissa Smith.